Okay, so picture this. You're finally getting to take that dream trip to Italy, right? You've got all these amazing things in mind, strolling around those ancient ruins, eating the best pasta in the world,
The best.
maybe even picking up a little Italian from the locals.
Hey.
But let's be real, if you're, let's say, a little more seasoned traveler, there might be a few more things on your mind, right? Not just what souvenirs to bring back.
Absolutely. And that's really where, being proactive comes in. It's about turning those what ifs into we've got this. So you can actually, really savor every single moment.
Love that. And speaking of being proactive, this excerpt you shared, Testo Incolato, it really focuses on like a crucial first step, talking to your doctor
Yes.
before you even like think about packing your suitcase. I
Right.
know it seems obvious,
It does.
but life, it happens, and it's so easy to just keep putting it off.
Oh, absolutely. It's so easy to think, like, oh, it's just a vacation. I'll be fine. But, think of it more as a conversation with your doctor. This pre-trip checkup, not just like a boring checklist. It's about, sure, managing any health things you've already got going on, but it's also, about those travel anxieties I think we all kind of get, especially as we, get a little older. Like, what if my medication, what if I lose it? What if my, that old knee problem flares up while I'm, dragging my suitcase through the Roman Forum?
Ugh, those what ifs can really put a damper on things, can't they?
Totally. But the good news is, your doctor, they can actually help you come up with a plan, like to tackle all those concerns head on. Make sure you've got enough medication, give you tips on dealing with, any conditions you've got while you're traveling, and even like recommend some specialists or even like, medical places in Italy just in
So it's
case.
like having that safety net. So
Exactly.
you can actually like relax, enjoy that gelato
Yes.
without having to worry about every single bite.
Exactly.
But speaking of medication, because that's important,
Yes.
this excerpt also like really emphasized packing it the right way. And apparently it's not just like tossing your pills into a plastic baggie.
No. We're talking about being smart.
Okay.
First of all, always, always keep your medicine in the containers they came in, especially, obviously, the prescription stuff. This helps with, you don't want any confusion at customs or airport
That all makes
security.
sense,
Make
yes.
copies of your prescriptions too, just in case. But here's where it gets really cool. The excerpt mentions this thing called Pylola telemedicine.
Yes, Pylola telemedicine. They mentioned it a few times, and it almost sounds too good to be true.
It does, right? It's like something out of a futuristic travel book. But it's basically this telemedicine platform. It's available in Italy, and it lets you talk to doctors, but like remotely. For advice, refills, and even get this, electronic prescriptions that they can send straight to a pharmacy there.
Wait, so if you like realize you forgot your, I don't know, heartburn medication,
Which, let's be honest.
which, hello, so easy to do when you're surrounded by delicious pasta. You
Exactly.
don't have to go on some like frantic search for a pharmacy
Exactly.
in a foreign country where you don't speak the
You
language.
just use the app. Talk to a doctor if you need to, and boom, prescription sorted digitally. No language barriers, no stress.
Cool.
It's about making sure you can get the healthcare you need when you need it without it turning into this whole travel disruption. It's like peace of mind right there on your phone.
Okay, that is a game changer, especially for people who maybe get a little nervous about, dealing with medical stuff in a different language.
100%, totally.
Yeah, it's like they figured out how to make these places come alive, without making accessibility an issue.
Yeah, it's all about just, planning a little bit. Don't be afraid to like actually ask those questions, Check the websites, read what other travelers have said, maybe even just like email them directly. A little bit of prep goes a long way.
Yeah, for sure.
And while we're talking about being prepared, can't forget about that Italian sunshine.
Oh, yes, the legendary Italian sun.
Right.
Beautiful, beautiful to take pictures of. Not always fun to actually stand under for hours,
Right.
especially, if you're not used to that kind of heat.
Yeah, and it's so easy to get like, wrapped up in all the excitement of being there and like just completely forget
Oh, 100%.
the simple things like staying hydrated.
I've totally been there. You're so busy, like looking at everything. You
Yeah.
don't even realize how thirsty you are until you're like, oh my God, I think I need to sit down.
Yeah, and
And find a water fountain immediately.
And I think, you know, as we get a little older, that's something to be like extra aware of.
Yeah.
You know, our bodies, they don't bounce back quite as easy when we get dehydrated.
Yeah, that's very true.
But the good news is the excerpt mentioned that bottled water is like crazy cheap in Italy.
Okay, good to know.
And pro tip, pack a reusable water bottle.
Ooh, I love that.
You can just refill it. Stay hydrated.
Yeah.
You know, save a little plastic along the way.
It's good for the planet. Good for you. Win-win.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered, like, health, medications, cobblestones, even the sun. But we can't talk about Italy without talking about, the food.
Oh, yeah, the food is like its own art form there.
It's true. But let's be real. Those culinary masterpieces,
yeah,
they don't always, you know, agree with every stomach.
Right.
Especially when you add in like jet lag, different ingredients,
yeah,
maybe a slightly more, shall we say, seasoned digestive system.
It's true. And the excerpt mentions that too, like sticking to food that's well cooked, at least in the beginning.
Right. Ease your stomach into it.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't go like full cannonball into the Italian food scene. Maybe just like dip your toes in first.
Exactly. Exactly. You still get all the flavor.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit more manageable.
And this, I'm thinking, this is where that telemedicine thing comes back in.
Oh, you're so right.
My Lola to the rescue.
Right. Like, imagine this. You're having this amazing meal.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you got a little too ambitious with the spice level.
That happens.
Instead of just suffering through it.
Yeah.
You can just hop on Pilola. You talk to a doctor real quick. They can give you advice. Maybe, like, even call in, like, an antacid or something to a pharmacy nearby.
That's amazing.
So you're not, like, you know, missing out on anything.
You're not stuck in your hotel room.
Exactly. Exactly. You can enjoy the trip.
That's the important part.
That's priceless, that peace of mind.
Right. Especially when you're in a whole other country.
Yeah.
Takes all the guesswork out of it.
For sure. For sure. And speaking of things that can, you know, throw us for a loop when we travel, what about jet lag?
Jet lag.
Because that feeling of being like completely off, that can really make those first few days kind of rough.
Yeah. It's like your brain is still stuck on like what time it is back home. But your body is trying to do this whole new schedule thing.
It's the worst. And it's not even just being tired. It's like, it messes with everything. Yeah. Your sleep, how hungry you are, even like your mood.
Oh, 100%.
But the good news is there are things you can do to like minimize it.
Okay, good.
And guess what? The excerpt actually has some good tips on this.
Okay, tell me everything. Because when it comes to outsmarting jet lag, I am here for it.
Okay, so they say even a few days before your flight, start messing with your sleep schedule.
Okay.
Even just like an hour or two earlier, it makes a difference.
Yeah, it's like you're getting your body like a sneak preview of the new time zone.
Exactly.
Okay, I like it. I like it. And what about like on the plane itself?
Okay, so mid-air jet lag survival tips.
Yes.
Hydration, hydration, hydration.
Okay.
Seriously, drink way more water than you think you need.
Okay.
Airplane air, it's like the driest. Ugh, it's the worst. But honestly, staying hydrated makes a huge difference in how you feel when you actually land.
Makes sense.
And then, if you can swing it, try to get a little nap in on the plane.
Okay.
Even like, I don't know, 20 minutes, it's like shockingly refreshing.
Okay. Okay. I can see that.
And then, boom, you arrive.
You made it.
Daylight is your new best friend.
Yay.
Get outside, soak up all that Italian sun, let your body kind of reset itself naturally.
So as tempting as it is to just like get to the hotel and pass out.
Oh, yeah.
You're saying fight that urge. Get out there.
Get into the sunshine.
Embrace the day.
Exactly. And, you know, this actually ties into something the excerpt mentioned, which I thought was really smart, about like pacing yourself.
Okay. Yeah.
Especially those first 24 hours.
Yeah.
You don't have to do like all of Rome in a day.
Yeah. You really don't.
Give yourself some time to adjust. Relax a little. Have a coffee and a cute little piazza. You know, ease into it.
Yeah, get on that Italian time.
Exactly.
Which, let's be real, we could all probably learn a thing or two from.
Right.
It's about enjoying it, not just rushing to get to the finish line, right?
Exactly.
And that's actually like what I thought was so cool about this whole excerpt. It wasn't just about like, here are all the problems you might have. It was like, here's how to actually deal with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Practical tips.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's what it's all about, right? Like, traveling is about growing. It's about experiencing new things. And, yeah, maybe there are a few extra things to think about as we get older.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't have to, like, be a bad thing, you know?
It doesn't have to define the trip.
It can make it even better.
I love that perspective. It's about being open to the adventure.
Yes.
With a well-packed suitcase, of course.
Of course.
Speaking of which, it makes me think, we've covered so much today, you know, health stuff, those cobblestones, even how to beat jet lag. What's like one thing our listeners should pack besides, you know, the obvious things that could actually make their trip to Italy even better?
Ooh, that's a good one. Well, besides, you know, your sense of adventure.
Yes.
I would say pack an open mind.
Okay.
Italy's got like layers of history, culture, tradition, and sometimes the best moments, they're the ones you don't even plan for.
Totally.
So be open to trying new things, talking to people, even those little detours that pop up. They might just lead you to something amazing.
That's so true. Oh, and I'd also add, maybe pack a little patience too.
Oh, always.
Especially navigating, you know, those streets.
Yeah, they're charming, but sometimes a little chaotic.
But hey, that's part of the adventure, right?
It is. It's about rolling with it.
Embracing the unexpected.
And just enjoying every second.
Exactly. And with a little planning, you know, a little sense of adventure. And of course, this amazing excerpt as like your guidebook.
Yes.
That Italian dream can become a reality.
100%.
So to all of our listeners out there planning their trips, we say, buon viaggio.
Buon viaggio.
May your journeys be filled with amazing food, beautiful places, and memories to last a lifetime.
Sing, sing.
And until next time, happy travels, everyone.